All right, let's go. Wait, where's Kevin?
Oh, he went down to LA to play No Man's Sky and interview Sean Murray.
Oh, wait, what?
Hey, it's Kevin. That's Sean Murray. And this is a PS I Love You XOXO exclusive where we're just talking about No Man's Sky. And I just saw the demo, and man, is it amazing.
Thank you.
Cannot wait. At E3, we saw a quick demo where it was just basically exploration.
Yeah.
And I've been, since E3, I've been so excited for that. I was thinking yesterday, like, what would I want more? And it's just like, I really was just super psyched and excited to explore the vastness of space that you're created. But now I see, and you've got NPCs, and you can go into the buildings and go into the ships. Yeah. I can't wait.
No, that's awesome. I mean, what we've been trying to show people and what we kind of haven't shown before, we've done things like E3 and stuff like that. And at E3, you're on stage, and it doesn't actually, it doesn't go down that well when I'm like, let's just show off the UI and stuff like that, right? Because people are like, everyone finds that boring. But I think it's really exciting, right?
Yeah.
You know, I actually think, for me, I want to see how I upgrade a weapon. I want to see how I upgrade my suit or how I buy a new ship or whatever. Those kind of things are really exciting, but we haven't shown that before because it doesn't make for a good, like, you know, 5 minutes in front of thousands of people stage presentation.
It really does. Seeing the upgrades to the weapon and seeing you put together elements to make new things was awesome. And I can't wait to get my hands on it. How does it feel to finally have a release date?
It's cool. Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, date is scary. And we've got, if the game was like totally 100% finished, then, you know, I it would be out right now.
Yeah.
So we've still got some work to do. But yeah, it feels good. We're on like the home straight now. A thing people don't realize is like how, like, I guess it's obvious we're a really small team. We work really hard.
Right,
you know? Yeah. I understand that. Yeah. You guys will know. We work night and day and stuff. So this is the home straight, and that's nice. We can see the finish line. But like, honestly, and the rest of the team will like kill me for saying this, but like, I would work on this game forever. Like, I really enjoy it, and it'll be, to release it, it'll be like pulled out of my hands, you know? But yeah, hopefully after it comes out, if people are enjoying it, there's more we can do, right?
Yeah, well, the passion really shows. I have a question about multiplayer.
Yeah.
How does it work? I really want to play with Greg or other friends. Will I be able to stand in front of him?
So for us, if that's the experience that you want, and I'm sorry to disappoint you, that it's not really the game for that, right? We use this kind of method of deciding what features make it into the game and what features don't. And I hope that's obvious to people that, like, this is a game that could have so many different features, right? But for us, the things that make it into the game are things where, like, that encourage exploration, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't a game about, like, Quake Deathmatch or Call of Duty style, you know, multiplayer or whatever. We actually want to push people further and further apart, right?
Right.
So, like, when we make decisions, so for instance, you know, people often ask, can I build stuff in the game? Can I build buildings and things? And we don't want that because people will just put down roots and then they won't go and explore this whole universe we've spent so long making, right? So when the game comes out initially, we're all about kind of forcing people to explore. Having said that, you know, whilst it is rare that you will land on a planet that somebody else has been to, we want you to know when that happens and we want you to see things that they've named stuff and all of that kind of thing, and we want people to be able to leave their mark. Where two people do actually find themselves on the same planet, we want you to be aware of that, and we want you to have that moment, kind of like, I want to say exactly what happens, but you know, to have that moment like Dark Souls or Journey, which I feel had a really cool multiplayer element, mm-hmm. but they, you know, they weren't traditional multiplayer. You wouldn't sit down with all your friends and be like, let's play Journey, you know, it's like not that kind of thing. Now, after the game comes out, I can imagine that, you know, people will play and they will play in lots of different ways, mm-hmm. and we'll just have to see what people most want. But for when we launch, we want people to just try what we have in our mind, which is just exploring universe, and that's what's different about the game. Mm-hmm. We don't want to necessarily, like, if you want to sit down and play like a you know, an awesome tight multiplayer experience, like there are so many really good games that do that, you know, but those kind of things bring people together, and it's all about collecting people in one space. So we just want to do what's different. We want to kind of maximize what's different about our game, I guess.
And so if you make a change to the world, and then someone, can you give coordinates and someone be there and they see that change happen?
So there's a lot of things that we kind of class as insignificant, even though they might seem significant to you. Like actually, if you kill a bird,
right.
that's insignificant, right? Because there are so many birds. Or if you, you know, if you drill a hole, that to me, you know, playing, you might think, wow, that's, you know, I've drilled this big hole, right? Yeah. You know, but as you saw, on the scale of a planet, that's like nothing, right? Mm. And so we don't share that with everyone, It's reasonably insignificant. There are things that you can do, like you can destroy a space station, and that is significant, and that is shared amongst people. So there are little ways that you can make your mark, you know, well, actually, like, big ways that kind of change things, but a lot of what you're doing is actually, given the scale of everything, really insignificant. And we want people to be able to play offline, which is a really cool thing about the game. You don't have to always be online. So we've kind of structured things around basically.
So I asked you this last time we met, so there's no way to bring many ships together to destroy a planet.
And I think I laughed at you at the same time. I said, like, it was the, you know, a good American question. Like, your first thing, there's this beautiful universe out there, and you're like, right, okay, if I get enough people, then we build some sort of Death Star, you know? Okay, well, you know, maybe after the game comes out, you can petition me to make sure that we can have Death Star supported.
Certainly will.
Right,
there we go. Has it been difficult to build it so that it can work with VR? All right, so this is my first interview. You want to give me a good scoop?
That was good, you see? I think you've got a future in this, right?
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
So what could I say about VR? Like, I think I'll probably be saying too much, but I think No Man's Sky would be a really exciting title for VR.
It really would be.
I think it would be a cool fit, right?
Yeah.
But we're like a tiny team working on this game right now.
Okay. my last question, did you guys think of the engine, or did you guys think, we want to build a game to explore all of space?
There was
which came first?
It was the type of game came first. Mm-hmm. Like, I had this thing that I kept talking with the guys about of like, a thing that I don't think books can deliver, that I don't think films can deliver. I want that feeling of landing on a planet.
Yeah.
You know, like landing on an unexplored planet. That's something that I will obviously in real life never experience, but it's something I've read about and has just like been in my imagination for so long, and I think probably lots of people, you know. And I want that feeling, and only really games can deliver that. And that's the emotion that we talked about. Yeah. And then we all thought that was a cool idea. They drove ourselves crazy thinking, how can we build something that will give you that feeling? You know.
I mean, it looks like you got it, and I can't wait to play. So thank you, everybody that's watching. Where can they get more info? Where can they get all the fastest updates?
Yeah, I guess go to, I think it's nomansky.com, and they can check out our website and stuff like that.
If you enjoyed this video, please like it. Hit that subscribe button down there. Leave a comment. This is an amazing game, and I'm so excited for it.
Awesome.
So you guys have a great day. Bye.
Thanks.
All right, thanks so much.
It wasn't recording at all.